Arlene Dahl became interested in astrology when she was still in high school. Years later, as an actress in Hollywood, astrologer Carol Ryder became her friend and also her teacher. In addition to her guest starring role these days in ABC's One Life to Live, she is also doing Arlene Dahl's Love Scopes on the ABC Hearst Daytime cable network. And she's just written a book that is also called, appropriately, Arlene Dahl's Love Scopes. Welcome to Midday Edition.
Thank you, Claire.
What was the initial reaction of your friends and family to your interest in astrology and your belief in it?
Well, they thought it was a passing fancy, and it would fade into the blue sky, you know, at one point or another. But the more I learned about it, the more I read about it, the more I saw that it could be used for positive things.
Like what? Explain in terms of your own life.
The more you know about a person, the more, the better chance you have to get along with them. And the more you know about what they like in their love life, the more you know how to please them. And in finding and researching this book that I've just written, I discovered that if more people knew how the other reacts to, let's say, their word choices, their body actions, they would be more accepted, they would be more loved, and the whole world would get along better together.
Obviously, it's a complicated subject to try to explain in a short period of time, but can you give us a feeling and understanding for what you learn about another person through astrology, through their sun signs, their moon, their Venus?
Well, this book I wrote because it takes up where most astrology books leave off. I did make a proper mating of the sun signs. For instance, your Aquarius and your opposite is Leo, which I am. So we have a lot to learn and give to each other. Opposites attract, and whenever you have chemistry, you have conflict. Remember, that is very important. When you are chemically attracted to somebody, and you just, you know, the magnetism is there, everything, that is wonderful for sex. But you know that also with sex comes conflict, as well as interest. So where conflict is concerned, instead of doing this, try to learn from the others so you complement instead of conflict with each other.
You say in the book that sometimes people will get married, they're highly compatible, and yet maybe their sun signs are completely incompatible.
That's
right. Why is that the case?
That's right. It has to do with your moon, your Mars, and your Venus. The moon is your emotions. Now, a lot of people in astrology think that the moon is the most important thing, more important than the sun sign, in relationships, in compatible relationships, because it rules our emotions, and we make emotional decisions. It rules our subconscious. So the moon is the sex in the woman in a man's sign, mm-hmm. and the man in a woman's moon sign. Mars is action. Mars is an active planet, and where the person's Mars is means how you like to make love. Where your Venus is how you like to receive it. And knowing those three things makes it ever so much easier to have a compatible love relationship. And I expand on this in my book, and I have celebrity couples to prove my point.
Now, could people not become a little bit too dependent on this at first? For example, they meet somebody and immediately they want to know all their signs, and rather than taking the time to determine, this is somebody who's interesting, I could grow to know and care about,
yes.
they're going to base it strictly on the astrology.
Oh, of course not. Chemistry is very important, mm-hmm. but explaining it, I don't think it's ever been explained before quite as simply. It's not something that is complicated. It's very simple.
Arlene, how do you deal with the skeptics who say this is a lot of hogwash? I mean, how can you believe in that?
A skeptic read my book mm-hmm. and said they were a skeptic until they read the book. And it suddenly, astrology is so easy to understand now. Astrology in the form that I presented, with the focus on the four signs, the four planets, the Sun, Moon, Mars, and Venus. It is so absolutely wonderful to finally understand. I put the Sun signs together and I say, this is compatible with this, but you have to know where your Moon, your Mars, and your Venus is in order to know where you like to be pleased and how you like to be pleased.
Thank you very much for being with us today and giving us a little bit more of understanding.
Thank you, Claire. You have a good year coming up.
Thank you. I'll look forward to that.